I'm Daniel Britt. In July, we lost another legend in Doug Oldham. He passed away awaiting surgery for a broken back. So today, we thought it appropriate to revisit a 2007 conversation with Doug Oldham and his wife, Laura Lee, on this encore presentation of Daniel Britt and Friends.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, it's another week and another opportunity to go into the history books and find out about some of this great music that we listen to here every week, not only Southern gospel, but all realms of Christian music. And obviously the name Doug Oldham rings a bell when that name is mentioned. And first of all, also on our guest line today is Doug's precious wife. So Doug and Laura Lee Oldham, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We're happy to be aboard.
Southern gospel is mainly what we focus on every week. And I realize that your music stretches the boundaries and kind of bubbles over. How have you dealt with that label, or how have you answered that question? What style of music do you sing?
Oh my! I suppose I do conservative gospel.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm not sure it is, but that may be pretty fair.
Well, you have, and I was surprised at how many albums that I have of yours, and it goes back. One of them doesn't even have a date on it, but I know I've got from the 70s and from the 80s, just album after album of yours, and we'll talk about some of these as we go throughout. I just have to tell my personal story, and I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago when I saw you in person, that and maybe even before I realized it was Doug Oldham, I grew up listening to Back at the Creek Bank and with Mr. Jenkins, and Mr. Jenkins is actually the voice of Doug Oldham. And that just brings back so many great memories for me personally when I go and hear that, and then to hear your voice on all these other songs that you've done that have become classics.
That's funny, because that was the toughest thing I ever did. that was a difficult thing. I had a hard time being Mr. Jenkins, because they wanted me to do it their way exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't function that way. I'll do any song I do, I'll do one way this time, and the next time I do it, it'll be a different way, and the next time I do that, it'll be a different way.
We were both mad. I was so mad I was going to tell somebody off, and he was so mad he was going to walk out.
Other than that, it was in perfect shape.
That's right. That's good.
Mr. Jenkins, with all the people in the world, how can God be thinking about me?
Well, we've got a mighty big world, but we've got an even bigger God. And with all the things that could fill his mind, with all the things that take his time, how amazing to know that he thinks of you constantly.
Where did you grow up, Doug?
Well, let's see. I was born in Indiana, in Lake Country, up in northern Indiana. Then when we were, I went to Dayton, Ohio, I guess, when I was 15, and spent most of the time from 15, help me, Laura Lee, get this straight. When you get to be 76, I don't remember everything the way it ought to be remembered.
I think you did your last high school year in Anderson, maybe.
I graduated from high school in Anderson, Indiana.
Wow.
And then we went to Dayton, Ohio.
Well, obviously, Anderson, Indiana, that brings, I mean, that name right there, Sandy Patty, comes to mind, and I know that's right, a suburb of Alexandria, where the Gaithers are from.
Yeah.
And you've had a close tie to Bill and Gloria throughout all these decades, and I don't mean to make you sound old, but listen, you've been doing this for quite some time, you and Bill both.
Well, I've been singing, 54, 55 years,
yeah,
something like that. And Bill Bill started playing piano for me early on.
Oh, wow.
And then he sponsored my first recording, as I recall. Sent me down to Nashville with the John T. Benson Company. And Bill and I have been together off and on quite a while. In fact, I still call him about once a week.
Wow, wow.
And
And recently we were, I was at Thomas Road there, and you live in Lynchburg now, right?
Right.
Yeah, I was at Thomas Road Baptist with Bill and his vocal band and Signature Sound. They were doing a Together concert, and you were in attendance, and of course Bill brought you up to sing, and I saw Bill during intermission, and I said, listen, I said, this is a great highlight to see Doug involved in the way you've got him involved in this program, because you still have a great voice. And you still bring that the spirit into the song that you sing there.
Well, thank you. The voice is not. I had a bubble that night, and I usually do anymore. Our people, they're very kind to me. They take me bubbling and all.
Well, the first album that I have, that I imagine is the earliest one in my collection, it's Doug Oldham with Jake Hess and the Imperials, 12 songs by Bill Gaither. It's on Heartwarming Records, and again, I don't have a date for this one.
That was the first Benson album. Bill took me down there.
Yeah.
When I did his songs, then he sponsored the album. He made sure we got it. And I think, who was it that did the background on it, you say?
Jake Hess and the Imperials.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Slaughter played piano.
Henry Slaughter did piano then.
Well,
that was, I was thrilled with that. I think it's still a pretty good album.
It is. We'll hear a cut from it right now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Okay.
Jesus, I believe what you said you do. I believe what you said you do, Jesus.
Oh, the world may all forsake me. I will never fear or dread. For you said that you'd be with me. And Jesus, I believe what you said.
I believe you really love me. I believe you really care. I believe you died to save me.
With tears were blinded, you took my hand and gently led. Oh, how sweet it is to trust you. For Jesus, I believe what you said.
Jesus, I believe what you say.
Yes, Jesus, I believe what you say.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Our featured guest today, Doug Oldham, and Doug's wife, Laura Lee, also on our guest line. And we're so grateful to be talking to you two. And we were talking about some of Doug's history. Laura Lee, when you first met Doug, did he blow your socks off, or was it one of these he kind of had to, it kind of took a while?
I'll go somewhere.
it's a bit strange. I was from Nebraska, and a Christian, but not from a church background or family of Christians. I didn't know anything about church. And Doug knew everything about church, and his father and had always been a pastor. His mother had always played the organ. And my daddy died while we were in school, and I didn't in college, and I didn't have any money. And he helped raise enough money to send me home for my dad's funeral. And that's the first that he knew anything about me, I think. And then we got together on a caroling party, I think by accident maybe. Ended up at a place called the Red Brick Inn getting big can sandwiches, and the jukebox got stuck on Orange Colored Sky. Bam, scam, alakazam, it's an orange colored sky.
Yeah.
So if you ask us what our song is, there it is.
great story. And what year were you two married?
51, I think.
You're right. We got married on my birthday. I've never forgotten an anniversary.
But not. That's pretty smart.
I told him he had to wait until he was 21. So by the letter of the law, we got married on his birthday.
Well, congratulations to the two of you. You know, in this day and age, you don't find many couples who stick together that long. And I mean, over half the marriages today end in divorce. So it really is a testimony when you find a couple through thick and thin who have stuck together. And I'm sure if we had time to go through, you could tell stories of where it was difficult, but where you stuck it through.
Yeah, like any marriage, we had some rough times.
The next album I have is on Impact. It's Doug Oldham Live. It's a 2-record set. And in fact, several of these that I have are a double album project. And it's 29 favorite gospel songs. Dave Redman is the pianist and Henry Slaughter is the organist.
Well.
1973. And we'll hear a cut from this now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Do you know, my Jesus? Oh, do you know, my wonderful friend? Have you heard God really loves you and his love? Touch me. shackled by a heavy burden, bent beneath my guilt and my shame. Then the hand of the Savior touched me. Well, praise God, I am no longer the same. Sing along. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. We're featuring the vocal talent of Doug Oldham. And Doug's mentioned we've got Doug and his wife, Laura Lee, on the line. Doug, you're 76 now?
76. Going to be 77 in November 30th.
Oh, wow. Just
coming up quick.
Yeah. And how's your health these days?
Pretty fair, Daniel. It's, yeah. it's, I've got the broken back.
Right.
And I've got a curvature of the spine that's unbelievable. I'm actually only 4 feet 8 inches high, standing up as straight as I can stand. Having said that, I'm in probably some of the best health I've been in years.
Hmm.
In fact, we're in the middle. I was doing a workout with 5 pound weights on my legs, and I do that 3 times a week. So. Hmm. I'm building a lot of strength in my legs, and that just naturally builds the arms. Not in the same ratio, probably, but it works. It works.
Well, you've got a lot of friends praying for you and pulling for you. And speaking of friends, we can't let the program go by without bringing up this name that was a dear friend of yours, Dr. Jerry Falwell.
Yes.
How did that partnership come about?
Oh, my. I had recorded what Laura Lee
thanks
was.
To Calvary.
Thanks to Calvary.
Yeah.
And was in the studio, and this guy showed up.
Bob Harrington brought him in.
Well, did Bob bring him in?
Yeah, he said, you have to hear this guy.
Yeah, and so Falwell listened, and when I came out of the studio to listen in the control room, he said, you've got to come to Thomas Road. And I said, I don't know anything about Thomas Road. He said, that's my church. Well, I said, I don't have anything. At that point, I booked Laura Lee a year at least in advance?
Yeah, too.
I just said, there's no time. And he said, give me your date book. So he was hard to dissuade when he wanted something. So I gave him the date book. And went back ahead and went back into the studio, and we did another tune. And when I came out this time, he pointed to a date, a Sunday. And I had worked on a Saturday night and was coming home Sunday to be with Laura Lee. I remember where I was. I was in the arena Saturday night in Lima, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And he said, come down and give me that Sunday morning. I said, I can't drive all night and sing. Oh, he said, I'll have a plane pick you up. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. But I really expected Jerry to outlive me by a lot of years.
Hmm. What year did you relocate to Lynchburg?
71, something like that. Mm-hmm. He flew me in and out for... at least a year, maybe a year and a half. And then he said, you're down here so much. Why don't you just move down to Lynchburg and work out of here? And so we took our time and we made the move. And the rest of it was kind of history, I guess.
Yeah. Well, speaking of history, we're listening to some classic cuts from Doug Oldham, and this one is, again, on Impact Records. The title is To God Be the Glory, and the year was 1973. And on the back of the liner notes here, Laura actually has written a note here about the album. And one thing that she says is this album is Doug's tribute to God. So let's listen to another cut from this project.
Heaven, I've had a little taste of heaven. I've had a little touch of heaven. I've had a little glimpse of heaven. Want to go there where the milk and honey flow. No more sorrow, pain, no more. I've had a little taste of heaven and I want to go there. Heaven, I've had a little taste of heaven. I've had just a touch of heaven. I've had a little glimpse of heaven. Want to go where milk and honey flow. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more. I've had a little taste of heaven and I want to go there. My treasure was in earthly things until one night in prayer I caught a glimpse of heaven and now my heart, well, it's over there. Heaven, I've had a little taste of heaven. I've had a little touch of heaven. I've had a little glimpse of heaven. Want to go where milk and honey flow. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more. I've had a little taste of heaven. I want to go there. When I feel discouraged, when my burdens get me down, I pray till I touch heaven, and then my feet are on higher ground. Oh, sure, I've had my share of troubles, and I've had my share of woe, but well, somehow I just forget about them, and I feel those heavenly breezes blow. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're paying tribute to a very, very special individual, one who's made a mark not only in the music industry, but with up-and-coming musicians and artists. They all love and respect him. It's Doug Oldham and Doug's wife, Laura Lee, also on our guest line today. And it's such a joy to have you with us and to relive some of these moments. We were talking just a few minutes ago about your association with Thomas Road Baptist Church and the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. And obviously, you can't talk about that without talking about Liberty University, which is another producer of great musicians and artists. I don't know what it is about the school, but, you know, Guy Penrod and Mark Lowry and Linda Randall and on and on and on. Robbie Heiner, you've just got so many that come from that school who have.
I think we've got the greatest soloists I've ever heard right now.
Really?
Charles Billingsley is
yes.
with us.
Yes, you're right.
And there's just nobody can equal Charles.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard him Sunday and was talking to him, and he has promised to come in at my funeral and do the Lord's Prayer to close it out.
Wow.
He's a phenomenal, phenomenal man. And Scott Bowman is here. I mean, just unbelievable skill at the university.
When you come in contact with these younger artists, is there anything that sticks out to where when you look at the days that you traveled and how they've got it today, I would imagine much easier as far as road travel goes today than maybe you had it. But do you find that it's a different world that they live in the world they have to minister to?
Yes, it is. It is a different world. Well, I just don't think there's any substitute for what Gase and I have went through, and Mark, I mean, all of these people had to live through it and work in it, make their living from it. Now the kids come in, you know, and they sign a contract with a recording agency, and the recording agency builds the empire for them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
Okay. And so it's a little different. And when the going gets rough, then they have a hard time adjusting to that. But, man, talk about fabulous voices. I mean, here's Billingsley. Oh, my. How old is he, Laurel? Is he 40? I don't think he's 40. Now, he's come up the hard way, I guess. But I tell you what, I sure am a fan.
Yeah.
Some of these younger kids can just flat out sing. We've got a young fella here who sings just once a month. And he's unbelievable. Mm. He's unbelievable. And In fact, I told him we were doing a recording the other night, and I said, you know, if I wasn't an old man and had been there, I'd really be mad at you because he's so good.
That's right.
But the young guy's unbelievable talents. The skills probably are better today than they were. Now, Sandy went out early in the game and learned how to do all kinds of commercial things, commercials.
Right.
And with that knowledge, then she was able to come back around and just does unbelievable things. Does unbelievable things. Man, I'm talking a lot. Forgive me.
Well, it's okay. I know these younger artists find your encouragement to be like gold, and you're very well respected. I just want you to know that. You really, really are, and we appreciate all that you have done. Speaking of some of these things, these accomplishments, working with such names, we've talked about Henry Slaughter, who was your pianist for a while and played on the records. We've mentioned Bob McKenzie, who is just, you know, the producer in Christian music. And then there was also an association that you had on several of these records that I'm holding with Ron Huff.
Yeah.
What was your history with his orchestras and the arrangements that he did?
Well, there was a period of time when Ron, I mean, he was the man.
Yeah.
He was the man. Rick Powell did some things for me, arrangements.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. But there have been some real arrangers out there that have been just terrific. And I've been fortunate to work with them. McKenzie probably was a dreamer. I mean, his mind was just marvelous. He just clicked. He'd be in a conversation. He'd come up with 50 ideas in one conversation.
Yeah, wow.
He'd look at it and you say, oh boy. I mean, wow.
Well, on this one, this is the, it's simply titled Doug Warm. It's on Impact Records, and just this one record. It's produced by Bob McKenzie, orchestra and chorus arranged by Ron Huff, and musician lineup Rick Powell, and then also Kenny Malone on drums. And man, this is the Warm Sounds of Doug Oldham, and again, 10 songs here on this collection. That's just amazing, and your unique style. And I heard you say just a minute ago how you would never sing this song the same way twice type thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really makes you unique is you put the Doug stamp on each song that you sing, And no matter who else has recorded the song before you or after you, you always know it when Doug is singing it because it's uniquely yours.
Well, I hope so. The only thing I've got is a testimony. And I'm not the greatest singer in the world. There's a lot of singers who can out-sing me. But God goes to church with me so often. He works into the microphone for me. I don't know how to put that in words, but the Lord has just been very kind to me, and Bill says I'm the only artist that he knows of who has all of his masters. And I was at PTL for a while, and 30 minutes before they locked the gates on PTL and locked it up, put it into bankruptcy, Harry Hargraves, who was doing all of the padlocking and that sort of thing, signed a release to give me all of my masters because they would be of no value to anyone else. And Bill says I'm the only artist he knows that has all of these masters.
Wow.
So, again, the Lord has just looked out for me.
Yeah.
You know, he says, that poor kid hasn't got enough sense coming out of the rain, so I'm going to have it.
Doug Oldham on our guest line, and we've got time to listen to this song. It's from The Warm Project, The Warm Sounds of Doug Oldham on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I looked all around me, and what did I see? World filled with hatred, dark with misery. Sin and confusion had taken control, and yet one ray of hope, oh, it beckons my soul. Someday there'll be no more sorrow. Someday we'll walk hand in hand. Someday, it may be tomorrow, we'll walk together through the promised land. And then we'll see loved ones, those prophets of old, walls made of jasper and streets of pure gold. Yet with all this still, none can compare with the glimpse of my Jesus, his glory to share. Someday there'll be no more sorrow. Someday we'll walk hand in hand. Promised land. Someday there'll be no more sorrow. Someday we'll walk hand in hand. Someday, maybe tomorrow, we'll walk together through the promised land. Someday there'll be no more sorrow.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm Daniel Britt, of course, and Doug Oldham, our guest, and Laura Lee also joining us. And Laura Lee, you're helping us with dates, and we're so grateful to have you on the phone. And not often we get to talk to, can I say, the better half?
You're right. I hope it's not the bitter half.
No, that's right.
And I'm sure it is. Bless her. She's been so kind to me.
Laura Lee, being married all these years to a recording artist, and you know, a lot of people listen to singers on the radio and they see them on stage and they just envy the limelight. As a wife of a singer who traveled a lot, what was your point of view? What was your role, not only in the marriage, but in the ministry or in the career?
Well, I don't think somebody can travel and do what he did if they have trouble at home. So the big job is to create some kind of peace.
Well, she raised the kids. I was on the road. She loved me. And now that I'm down, she has to do everything ahead of me or during or following. Mm. And she does that without complaint at all. And there's no way to tell you what the value of a great woman.
Tell him that's for better or worse part.
That's right.
And she got the for worse part down here at the end.
Well, you do sound like that if the love is still there throughout all these years, there's still a spark. You can hear it. Even on the phone line, I can hear it over the phone.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And a big relationship, we'll go back to it. We touched on it earlier, but the relationship that Bill Gaither has had, and I didn't realize that he was, you know, he's been kind of this encourager or producer or whatever you want to call him for a lot of artists. I mean, a lot. And I knew your relationship was close. I didn't realize that it went that far back to where he actually helped get your first recording off the ground.
Oh, yeah. Bill had goals, and he stayed with those goals. Bill probably is, if it wasn't for Bill, we wouldn't know this whole segment of gospel music of this generation.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have lost them all. And man, what a loss that would have been. You'd lost the Goodmans and you'd lost the Spears and you just go on and on and on and on. And they are now bywords. And those videos, man, you'll see those videos and people will be able to watch the DVDs for a generation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to show you, you know, my age, I mentioned the kids album, the Down by the Creek Bank. That was something that came back to my mind. But not growing up in the 70s, I obviously was really introduced to you for almost the first time, maybe, as Doug Oldham, singing Doug Oldham on one of those homecoming videos. I think it was Rivers of Joy, and you sang the old hymn, Does Jesus Care? Oh, yes, He cares. I know he cares.
Yeah.
That's just that the way, and again, that stamp that you put on that made it uniquely yours. And I can't listen to anybody else sing it without thinking of you now. And the way that you put such emotion into the lyrics of that hymn.
You're very kind.
Does he care when my heart is pained? Too deeply for mirth or even a song. When the burdens press, when the cares press down in distress, and my way grows weary and long.
My way is dark with a nameless dread and fear. As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near?
Oh, yes, he cares. I know. Does he care when I've tried and I've failed to resist some temptation so strong? And when, for my deep grief, I find no relief, though my tears flow the night. Oh, here's the good news.
Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights weary, I know my Savior cares. I know my Savior cares.
And in the relationship with Gaither, you know, I think of the Spear family when I think of artists who helped get his songs into the public. And yeah, the Spear family took a lot of his songs. But Doug Oldham, you also took a lot of his songs and presented them some of them for the first time to the public. And this is another double album that I've got. It's called Doug Sings Gaither, singing the old and new of Bill and Gloria Gaither. And this was 1978, so by now I guess they're all old songs, but
yeah,
but they're great.
Pretty much.
And we'll hear another now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
More of you, more of you. I've had all but what I need, just more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I have searched all around in the husk that abound, but I find no nourishment there. Now my strength's almost gone, and I feel the pull of despair. Yet my thirst drives me on, and I stumble along over ground so barren and dry. For the spring's just ahead, living water, Lord, fill me, I cry. More of you, more of you. More of you, of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. Trying to find just some new frame of mind that can change my old point of view. 'Cause friend, I've been through it all.
deep inside, nothing's changed. I'm not new. You know what? I'm not seeking a gift or even an emotional lift. But one thing I'm longing to do, that's to lift up my cup, Lord, and let you fill it up with just you. Oh, more of you. More of you.
Oh, so much more.
I've had all, but what I need is just more of you. Of earth things, oh, I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. I'm empty, I'm bare. Lord, please hear my prayer for more of you. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and again, today's guest, Doug Oldham. And a few more albums in my collection as I was going through and preparing. I found What's It Gonna Take, featuring He Shall Dry Every Tear From Our Eyes, and He's Still Working on Me, which was a Hemphill song. But of course, Doug placing his trademark. Golden Treasury of Hymns, Volume 2, I've got that one. And Poet of Praise, which I think is the most recent that I have. It's, of course, a big LP, but it's 1984 on Love Song Records. And at the height of your success, what year would you say was probably the, you know, if you're talking in sheer business terms of selling the most records or being truly successful, what time frame are we looking at?
Oh, boy. I really don't know what to tell you there. I've had good years. Not good years compared to what the guys are doing now, but they were, you know, we were doing 30 and 40, 50,000 albums a year for several years.
Sure.
And no videos. I didn't do any videos in those days. And so I just really don't know how to answer that question exactly.
I would say late 70s, 80s.
Probably so. But we had a grand time. A grand time, and I appreciate guys like you who make the old man feel like somebody remembers. we still do a lot of things. All of my CDs are available just DougOldham.com. Again, I'm just pleased with my life. I'm not anxious to get out of here by a long shot, but I feel like the Lord has been so good to me, and just to be able to walk into His presence.
Now, you still attend Thomas Road Baptist?
Oh, yes. We go. I have a daughter who makes it possible. She come. I have to lift myself into a car. And she puts the wheelchair in the back end, Laura Lee rides, and we go to church every Sunday morning, and then we go out to lunch with whatever family is available.
Mm-hmm.
And
got
two great grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a great granddaughter here and a great grandson up in New Jersey.
Wow.
Life is great.
and you no longer travel on a regular basis to do concerts, but from time to time, do you find yourself making a guest appearance?
No. The only thing I do once in a while, I will go into Thomas Road. I'll sing for them.
Mm-hmm.
My next time to sing for them will be on Let's see, Thanksgiving Sunday evening, and I'm doing one of Laura Lee's favorite songs. I'm doing a Next Time We Meet, There'll Be No More Tears.
Yeah.
Next time we share the bread and the wine.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, we shall be one.
Wow.
Next time.
And gorgeous.
It is great.
And again, that's a Gaither tune. I thought it was an Israeli tune.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is Israeli, but Bill and Gloria wrote it. And my family will sing that at my funeral.
That's great. Well, Doug Oldham, our guest today, and Doug mentioned he's got a website, DougOldham.com, and projects are available there. And you've got there's a DVD documentary that's out on you, right?
Yes. What was that, Laura Lee? Did Jerry call that He Touched Me?
Yes, I think it's called He Touched Me.
And Jerry had that done. He mixed 1,200, and they mailed them out. He did all of that and then gave the money to me.
Oh, wow.
You know, very kind. It's all the proceeds came to us. He was always that kind of a man. He was one of the most marvelous men I've ever known.
I think if Billy Graham has Cliff Barrows, you know, or George Beverly Shea as a right-hand man, I think you were always looked at across America as being, you know, that kind of a guide to Dr. Falwell. You're always there with the services at Thomas Road and out front singing your songs.
Yeah. You know, don't you, GB is 98 years old.
That's incredible.
It really is. It really is. We ate with Cliff and his new wife several times when we went down to the Cove.
Yeah.
I don't remember why. I guess Bill brought us into that.
Well, in your twilight years, is there anything left you want to do or any places you'd like to go visit? Or are you just going to, you want to spend time with the grandkids?
Well, yeah, I spend time with the family. It's like Dr. Graham said, all you got really is the guy across the fence.
Yeah.
And your family.
Yeah.
And that's what we got is our people next door and our family. I want to spend a lot of time with my family.
Well, after 19 years traveling back and forth across the world, nearly 2 million miles in that old bus and half a million miles in the plane, sometimes I get weary. And sometimes you look at the people night in and night out and wonder if they really hear. And when I come home from a trip like that, sometimes I feel like throwing in the towel. I'll sit down in my rocking chair, and Laura Lee will look at me, and it doesn't take her long to know what it's going to take to pull me out of it. She goes over and puts the music on the record player. It isn't long until my heart begins to revive within me. Sometimes I struggle home at night, discouraged. I come dragging my battered dreams. And I'm wondering if the battle's worth the fight. And I wonder why so many people's eyes are blind. But as I disappear into his music, and the song goes deep inside my soul, I know if God wants me to use it, the striving's more important than the goal. And I think, what would I do without his music? What would I do without his? Start building strong and high, and I know though I may not be
if I try. And I think, what would I do without his music? What would I do without his song? What would I do without his music to lift me up when all my dreams are gone? To give me hope so
we are so honored to talk to you. And listen, I've had some emails. I've been doing the show now about a year and a half on the satellite XM, and I've been getting emails says, let's hear from Doug Oldham. We want to hear from Doug. So we made sure that we got you on the show, and we're featuring these great songs. And I just really appreciate the time that you and Laura Lee have spent with us. And it's good to kind of peer into the history books and to see where you've come from. And you know what? I don't care how old you are. God's not finished with you yet, and he's still using you, and that's evident.
Well, we sure hope so. I mean, it's like Jerry said, when God's done with me, I don't want to be here. I want to get out of here.
That's right. Doug Oldham and Laura Lee, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again real, real soon.
Thank you, Daniel.
And even in death, he remembers the thief hanging by. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. Now if that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There are no stars in the sky, and the
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.